This is Awesome Etiquette, presented by VPR. I'm Lizzie Post.
And I'm Daniel Post-Senning from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one.
How obviously broken up does my friend have to be for me to unfollow her soon-to-be or now ex? Talk about modern etiquette. But hey, it's never easy when a relationship ends. It's not just the relationship, it's the friendship ties that then have to be dealt with. You know, in the breakup, who gets the mutual friends?
It doesn't have to be a fraught experience, no. But there is definitely the potential for awkwardness and awkward moments. And social media expands the potential venue for those awkward moments to occur. Overarching etiquette here. You do not have to be friends on social networks with anybody. You have total control over how you participate, the choices that you make in that space. And because participation is not obligatory, you're responsible for what you do there, and you get to make choices based on rules that you get to determine for yourself. So people sometimes cull social media profiles because they are changing their approach to how they're going to do social media. People will delete accounts just because they feel like it.
You mean like they call friends that they're still friends with, like not just friends that they don't talk to anymore. Like it's like some people just, or they remove all their family.
For all kinds of reasons, yeah. They are too number to go into right now. And you could never guess at someone's motivations for how they're going to manage their social media. So we encourage people to take responsibility for what they do, make choices that they feel comfortable with, and to not take it too personally when you find yourself on the receiving end of either a friend request or a culling.
Is there any risk of like scooping someone's breakup news if you like? I don't think so because you don't get notifications when people unfriend you, right? So it's not like Joe Schmo would wake up one morning, sign into Facebook, see like 5 or 10 unfollows of all his like girlfriends or boyfriends' friends, and then go, wait a minute, what's going on here?
It's not likely.
Okay, just checking.
But it's possible. And
my little dramatic brain, you know.
No, and not just dramatic brain, but brain that's aware of the social implications.
Okay.
Because there's the root etiquette. There's the core idea that absolutely you can unfriend someone when you feel the moment has occurred, whatever inspires that moment. Maybe it's a breakup that's happened. Maybe it's an impending breakup. However, people will notice who they are connected to in a variety of ways. And it's entirely possible that if you're part of someone's regular interactions, they might notice your absence. They might try to go look at something on your page and find that they no longer can. And if you're part of a close friend circle or a close-knit group, if that happened at a time when a relationship was starting to become strained, that might start to send a signal. That might start
people,
to tread into that territory that you're asking about with some good humor, but is definitely, I think, where this question comes from, and that it is potentially fraught or awkward if you start to broadcast or project a coming breakup before it's actually happened. So you do want to have that level of awareness. I think it's worth using your consideration.
Would you ask the friend? Would you say, hey, I know y'all are on the outs, or I'm ready to not be friends with Tim or Camille anymore and whoever it is that we're breaking up with. Would you ask your friend first before you unfriended them? Or because it's really your page and your choice, you just do it and you don't have to worry about communicating that to your friend?
I wouldn't worry about it too much.
Okay.
You might. The question is, how obviously broken up does my friend have to be? I would say, why not wait till it's pretty obvious?
Yeah.
If there's some question in your mind, there's relatively little social cost to remaining someone's friend.
Well, that's true.
If there's a particular behavior that they're engaging in that's making you feel like, I'm just done with this, I want to be done with it, then I say, maybe follow that genius, go
be
for
done
it.
With
but
it. Yeah.
That's partially your response. If you're really waiting for the clue to be they're broken up so I can keep my friend list under the 100 that I like to keep it under, wait till it's obvious and then go ahead and do it. Do you have a question you'd like us to answer? Send it to awesomeetiquette@emilypost.com. This is Awesome Etiquette, recorded at Vermont Public Radio.
You can listen to our full-length weekly podcast anytime. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.